So we're holding Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We said in the Mishnah in Mekin Tatinukot Militkoa, we don't prevent the children from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Hanashim Me'akvim, but women we would, Vatani and Me'akvim Lotanashim Lotatinukot Militkoa V'Yom Tov. But the Braisa says you don't prevent women or children from blowing on Yom Tov. Amar Abaye Lo Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Tanya, Rabbi Daber, Bnei Israel. Bnei Israel, Somechim, Vemlot Yisrael, Somchot, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Daber, Bnei Israel, teaches me that the women don't do smicha on a carbon. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Nashim, Somchot, Rishut. Women could do it. Even though they're potter, there's no iser. So the same would apply, according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, to blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. They could, they don't have to, but if they want to, they could. There's no problem with it. And the same holds true with regard to Parsha Zohar now. Okay. Zohar, women want to go hear Zohar on Shabbos. Okay, you could, fine.
Okay, but now Rashi says brothers.
So the Marsha says he doesn't know what Rashi wants. What Baal Tosef is there, yeah. Baal Tosef is within a mitzvah. What does it mean that if women blow, there's going to be Baal Tosef?
That's within a mitzvah.
It's not.
In the mitzvah, it's only for men. Now you're adding on to that and women. It's the same mitzvah. It's like adding a fifth compartment. No? I know. No, I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's the impression it gives. And that's the understanding of Torah. I was trying to say it. I mean, it's close.
Okay.
It's weird because we know that in other places women have rishut. So here he's saying the rishut is Baal Tosef. It's a little weird. But it seems like it's the same principle. No?
Okay. Okay.
Anyways, you wanted to say something about this also.
Yeah. But, okay, it's important that we notice the question. Rashi says it's Baal Tosef. What we have to discern is when is Baal Tosef, meaning is it within the act of the mitzvah? Is it within the timing of the mitzvah? Is it within the people who perform the mitzvah? A Kohen blesses Am Yisrael twice. There's no Baal Tosef. But if within the act of the mitzvah he adds his own blessing, then there's Baal Tosef. A person wears tzitzis, fine. He wears two pairs of tzitzis, fine. But he adds an extra string, there you're dealing Baal Tosef. We always say it's within the details of the act of the mitzvah, not within who does it. That's the big question here. Well, why did Rashi say that?
Right. Also, sitting in a sukkah and Shmini Atzeret.
So that's the timing of the mitzvah, right? Now, the Marsha is bothered. Why didn't Rashi say it's an Isser Drabbanon? So that's why we stop him. Blowing shofar on Yom Tov, just like we don't. They shouldn't. We don't blow shofar more than the mitzvah on Yom Tov, because it's an Isser Drabbanon. So why do you stop women? According to the opinion that you don't, women don't. Why is that? So that Marsha says you would say the reason is because it's an Isser Drabbanon. Rashi doesn't say that. He says because of an Isser Doraisa.
What's the Isser Drabbanon?
Blowing shofar on Yom Tov. Just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't blow shofar. So on Rosh Hashanah, you blow what's necessary, and anything beyond that is an Isser Drabbanon.
On Yom Tov, you don't blow shofar?
You blow shofar what's necessary for the mitzvah. After that, it's like any other Yom Tov. You wouldn't blow shofar on. You don't.
But I thought that this is talking about women who aren't being motzied by the men.
It is.
So then,
The Marsha says, if you're going to prevent them from blowing, the only reason would be that, not because of Baal Tosef.
Because it's Yom Tov, so they shouldn't even have reshut to blow, because it's Yom Tov.
Right.
And Tosef doesn't say anything.
Right. So this Tosis is a very important and interesting Tosis. I guess we don't have the time to do it, but it's very, very interesting. And the whole sugiya of whether women make a bracha on a mitzvah seishas man grama, and a birchas Torah, and the whole sugiya of whether blind people are responsible for mitzvot. Because this is a very important Tosfot. One day we should come back to it.
Is there any Rashi on the Rif Rashi here that says it?
We should look it up. Okay. Onward.
Yeah.
Okay. The Ran seems to go with Rashi. The Ran seems to say that that's the sugya over here. Are you worried about the Drabanan name? Are you worried about Baal Tosef? And that's what this Gemara is teaching. That it's not Baal Tosef.
It's not Baal Tosef.
Right. The Ran says that that's the Mishnah, but that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be Asr for them. It's only according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they permit it. So if they permit it, then obviously there's no Baal Tosef, and obviously it's a mitzvah if they do it, because if it weren't a mitzvah, then you couldn't lean on an animal that's designated already. So that's how he comes up. And there's a Tosef here too. Okay. Marabi Elazar. We said in the Mishnah, "Ban mitaskin beinat shilmedu." You deal with the children till they learn how to blow shofar. Amar b'Elazar afilu b'Shabbat. Tanya namiyachim mitaskin beinat shilmedu afilu b'Shabbat. Even on Shabbos, you would deal with the kids till they figure out how to blow shofar. Ve'en makvin atinokot militkoa b'Shabbat. You don't prevent the children from blowing on Shabbos, certainly on Yom Tov. Hagufa kasha. The Gemara says, wait a second. That you contradicted yourself. That price doesn't make sense. You said you deal with the kids till they figure out how to blow shofar even on Shabbos. You see that lechatchila, you tell the kids, here, blow this way, blow that way. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, and makvin, you don't stop him, the Mishnah says. You see, you don't stop them, but you don't initiate it. You don't tell them, come blow, here's how you blow. No, kasha. The Gemara says, that's not a contradiction, that part of the braisa. Kan bekatan shegia lechinuch. When the child reached the age of chinuch, So you work with him to learn how to blow shofar, and certainly you don't stop him. But if he's not yet of chinuch age, then what's the point? You don't initiate it, but if he starts, you don't stop him either.
There's another explanation that this is kind of on my head. That, real weird. That you wouldn't start it, but once they already started, you might as well, teach them how to do it properly.
It's not what it says.
I
would have said like you.
Yeah.
The Gemara doesn't say it. Yeah. והמתעסק לא יצא, התוקע לשיר יצא. לימא מסייע לילה רבה. The Mishnah said that מתעסק, because he's dealing with the shofar, he doesn't even mean to blow a song, he's not yotze. We infer from that if he at least meant to blow a tune, then he would be yotze, even though he didn't mean to do it for the sake of the mitzvah. Maybe you'll tell me this is a support for Rava. Answers the Gemara, no. Maybe when he said mitasek, it encompasses that as well. Maybe the Tana of the Mishnah, when he says mitasek, he means to encompass even a case like that where he blows to play a tune. Someone who hears the shofar from someone who was mitasek, he wasn't yotze. But if you hear someone who's blowing shofar just for himself, you are yotze. Does this disprove what Rabbi Zera did, that he told his servant, focus when you blow for me, meaning have me in mind? No, maybe the Mishnah really agrees that you have to be focused and do it for the sake of being motzi someone. And the Mishnah only used the term ashomeh min amitasek lo yatsa because it paralleled that term in the first sentence. Hamitasek lo yatsa, so it used the parallel terminology ashomeh min amitasek lo yatsa. But technically you're right. That even if he weren't mitasek, even if he were intentionally doing it for the sake of the mitzvah only, he didn't have someone else in mind, maybe even there you weren't yotze. So this is interesting because blowing shofar is not a tefillah where you have to have kavan to be motzi and he has to have kavan to be yotze. You have to hear a shofar. So this is a chiddush to the Gemara that you need kavanah to be motzi.
So what if the lashon hadn't been dependent on the reisha? What would the lashon have been?
It should have said, "Hashomeh min hamashmeh le'atzmo lo yatsa." If you hear someone who's just blowing shofar for himself but doesn't have you in mind, then you're not. Then you're not yotze. Mishnah. Seder tkiyot. Okay, so how do we do this shofar blowing of? Malchuyot, Zichonot, and Shofarot. Shalosh, so you have three series. Shel Shalosh, Shalosh. Each of them is composed of three. Meaning for Malchuyot you do Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. For Zichonot, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. And for Shofarot, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. Shiul Tkiya, Keshalosh, Truot. Shiul Trua, Keshalosh, Yibavot. Okay, so the Trua is three slight blasts. Boop, that's it. Three of those is a trua. And then that times three, meaning nine of those total, is a tkiya. Takav rishonah umashach b'shnei kishtaim. So you blew shofar once, then you did your trua, and then you blew shofar another tkiya, but you made it a very long tkiya that it was long enough to be two. En biyado la'achat, it still only counts as one. Mi sheberach, let's say a person davened. V'achar kach nitmana lo shofar, after his davening he got a shofar, so now he cannot daven three sets with his malchuyot, zichonot, and shofarot. He can't have the shofar blasts with the tefillah. So then, tokea umeria v'tokea shalosh pamim. He only does one He only does three sets without in one shot. He doesn't do it with tefillah because he finished his tefillah already.
What's Maria?
Trua. Maria is like Trua. Kishem sheshlech tzibur chayav, kach kol yechid veyechid chayav. Rabban Gamliel omer, shlech tzibur motzi et arabim yedei chavata. Just as the shalich tzibur is chayav, so to every one of us is chayav. Rabban Gamliel says, no, we don't have any chayav, the shalich tzibur is motzi us. We don't have to do anything.
This is the same machloket that your friend from Brachas Rav gave the shir on about tefillah. Is the shalich tzibur motzi or whatever? Same argument.
We said in the Mishnah that a shia tkiah is like three truas. Vatanya, the Braisa says, shiul tkiah ketua. The tkiah equals trua, not that tkiah equals three trua. Amar Rabbaye tana didan kachshiv tkiah de kulu bavei, vetua de kulu bavei. Tana braka kachshiv chadabava vetulo. Our Mishnah says three blasts equals three truas. He's going through all three. He was mentioning that you're going to do this three times. So he says the shear of the tkiah is like three truas. He means the three tkiahs equals three truas. Whereas the braisa, when it said one tkiah equals one trua, yeah, our Mishnah agrees to that. When our Mishnah says the tkiah equals three truas, it means the three tkiot equals three truas. Shiur tua kishlosh yevavot. You have a braisa that says that the trua equals three shvarim. Now shvarim is a longer blast than a yevava. Okay, here you got to say that they're arguing. Beforehand, we could say they weren't arguing; that it was just a difference whether you're delineating one tkiya or three tkiya. But here you have to say they're arguing. Dichtiv yom tua yelachim. It says it should be a day of shofar blasts, and we translate it Yom Yabava. So you see that the trua is called Yabava. V'chtiv b'imei de Sisra, and then by Sisra's mother it says v'ad achalon ishkefa v'tiyabev im Sisra. Sisra's mother sat by the windowsill weeping, waiting, when's my son's chariot going to finally come back? So we see that Yivava is a weeping. So Trua is translated as a weeping. So is a Trua three Shvarim, or is a Trua three Yivavot? One opinion says that when a person expresses, it's a sob, it's a bull. So that's a Shvarim. And the other one holds that no, it's like a person weeping. Yeah, okay, so that's the trua. It's a short breaks. Tanu Rabbanan. So that's the machlokas. What type of weeping is the shofar blast compared to? A sob or a weep? Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin shib shofar. The Braisa says, how do you know that you use the shofar? Tamud lomar v'avata shofar tua. That the Torah says, pass a pipe of trua. So shofar is like shfoferet. So that's, you use the shofar. So now that pasuk is talking about the yovel, that on Yom Kippur yovel, you pass a shofar, you blow a trua blast throughout the country, and all the slaves go free. And yela b'yovel. That pasuk is talking about Yovel v'Rosh Hashanah. Minayin? How do you know that on Rosh Hashanah you use a shofar? Tamud lomar b'chodesh hashvi'i. She'en tamud lomar b'chodesh hashvi'i. Why did the Torah say on that seventh month? I know you're talking about the seventh month. Why does the Torah reiterate on the seventh month, I want you to blow like this? The Torah is coming to tell me something. That the Torah wanted on the seventh month that my blowings should all be equal. Tamud lomar kol tuot shechol shvi'i. Ze kaze, the Torah was saying, I want all the blowing of the shofar, be it on Rosh Hashanah, be it on the Yovel of the Jubilee year. All the blowings you're going to do on this month should all be equal. How do you know that you blow a plain blast before the trua? Talmud lomar v'avarta shofar tua.
That's why it says ve'ha'avarta, you will pass, like wind passing through the shofar. It's a plain blast. And only afterwards do you have shofar tu'ah, the shofar making its blasts. How do you know that after you did those blasts, you again have a plain shofar blowing? Talmud lomar, taviru shofar, the pasuk concludes and says, you will pass air through the shofar. It says, and you will pass air through the shofar as you give short blasts, so you will pass air through the shofar. So why does the Torah begin by saying you'll pass air through the shofar, conclude by saying pass air through the shofar, and in the middle tell me you'll give short blasts? It's telling me there's a tkiah before and a tkiah after. Then yela by yovel. Okay, so again, that pasuk is describing the shofar blowing of yovel. Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do you know Rosh Hashanah follows the same formula? Tamud lomar b'chodesh hashvi. Shein tamud lomar b'chodesh hashvi. Umat tamud lomar b'chodesh hashvi. Sheyu kol torot chodesh hashvi. Zeh kazeh. The Torah is coming to equate all the blowings of shofar of the seventh month of the month of Tishrei. It tells you again and again b'chodesh hashvi throughout the parasha. And each time it's teaching me this concept, equate them.
Why is the Gemara feeding?
Well, it's one long braisa. The first time it said B'chodesh HaShvi'i taught me that you use a shofar, just like by Yovel. And now it's teaching me how you blow, just like by Yovel. It's two different teachings. And that's why we have to say that it's learning it from the second time it says B'chodesh HaShvi'i. And the third time it says B'chodesh HaShvi'i.
It says... It said, "Shiyu kot kot shechodesh shvi zekazeh."
Right. Rashi learns one wasn't enough. Meaning, you could teach me with regards to the instrument I use, and now you're teaching me with regards to the order, the formula of blowing.
Is the learning of the learnings of the first one and the second one the same instances where the pasuk says bechodesh shvi?
I think not.
It's adding more and more.
Correct.
So it started with two and then it's adding a third and a
fourth. Correct. But maybe not. Maybe I misread Rashi. Maybe not. Maybe it's all the same B'chodesh HaShvi'i. But it's just telling me again, I use that limot to encompass this as well. No, I take that back. I read Rashi too quickly. That's not what Rashi says. No. It's one B'chodesh HaShvi'i that encompasses all aspects of the blowing shofar.
It's the same Rashi.
Yeah.
So why is it repeated?
That's why it's a braisa, not a mishnah. That's okay. U'manayin l'shalosh l'shalosh l'shalosh. How do you know that you have three series in which each one has three blowings? A plain blast, a broken blast, a plain blast. How do you know you have three series like this? Talmud lomar, the Torah says, Ve'avarta shofar tu'ah, Shabbaton zichon tu'ah, Yom tu'ah yeh lachem. So, really, some of these psukim are by Yom Kippur, some of them are by Rosh Hashanah. Minay niten tamu shezeh bezeh shezeh bezeh. Talmud lomar, Shvi'i legzera shavah. It says B'chodesh HaShvi'i regards to Rosh Hashanah. It says Shvi'i with regards to Yom Kippur. It's teaching me that you apply the blasts from here to there and there to here. HaKetzat Shaloshen Teisha. So that teaches me that you do three that total nine. Because you have three series of three.
Is this a different drush? Or is this the same one just phrased it?
It's a different drush.
What's the difference?
Beforehand, the Torah told me a din by Yovel, and I'm applying it to Rosh Hashanah. Again, it told me a din by Yovel, I'm applying it to Rosh Hashanah. Here, I have a funny situation. It told me one blast by Yovel, and another one series by Yovel, another two by Rosh Hashanah. So I'm joining them. How do you do that? So I need Gzeir Shava. Shiul tkia ketua. Shiul tua kishlosha shvarim. A tkia equals a trua, and a trua equals three shvarim. Okay, end of braisa. The Gemara says, wait a second. Initially, you told me, Hekesh, Bachodesh Hashvi, teaches me they're all united. And ultimately, you say, I'm learning it from Gzera Shava. Now, why the Gemara is telling us along the lines of what you were asking before, but it's a little bit more intricate. The Gemara is saying, what did you say with your Hekesh? That Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are all going to be equal on the seventh month. The seventh month, all the blowing is equal. So if that Hekesh is so, I didn't need the Gzeres Shava. Because without the Gzeres Shava, what do I have? I have a situation that in Rosh Hashanah I have two series, and on Yovel I have one. But your Hekesh said they're both equal. So then they're not both equal anymore. So the Hekesh forces you to say, okay, so I'll apply the one of Yovel by Rosh Hashanah, I'll end up with three. I'll apply the two of Rosh Hashanah by Yovel, I'll also end up with three. Because otherwise your Hekesh doesn't work because it's not symmetrical.
Can't you say that they both have two?
I guess not. I don't know how the Limud works. I guess not.
Maybe not, because you say, this is like that and that like this. You're adding on to each time. You're saying Yovel is like Rosh Hashanah, so you're taking Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. And then you're saying Rosh Hashanah is like this, so you're taking it and you put it in there. Maybe.
I don't know. The Gemara says, Hachi Kama. Okay, Hachi Kama. If not for the Gzera Shava, I would have derived this with the Hekesh. You're right. But you're right. Once I have the Gzera Shava, I really don't need the Hekesh to equate them. The Gzera Shava is going to equate them. Okay, so that's the Gemara's bottom line. That you're right. I really don't need the Hekesh. But I could have learned it with a Hekesh. V'hai tana maiti la b'gzera shava mimidbar. And the following tana derived it all from gzera shava, that you should have a plain blast beforehand and a plain blast afterwards from the midbar. Detanya, it says in the pasuk, the Torah, when it describes how you blow the chatzotzrot, how you blow the trumpets in the midbar, it says you will blow short blasts. So we learn that it means utkatem tuat ki abifne atzma tuat abifne atzma. It's teaching me you have a plain blast alone, and then you have the short blast alone. Utkatem means you will blow, in other words, a plain blast. And then tua means short blasts. Is that what the pasuk is saying? Or maybe the pasuk tells me, utkatem tua, you will blow, and how will you blow? Short blasts. How do you know it's describing two things? Maybe it's describing one thing. The pasuk then says, if you want to gather everyone, you'll just make a plain blast, not short blasts. So you see that you have tkiah and truah, and they're separate entities. Because the pasuk is stressing, in this scenario, you only make plain blasts. That seems to indicate in another scenario, you don't only make plain blasts, you do plain blasts plus short blasts. So that's utkatem tua, you see, it's both together. Umanayin shepshuta lefaneha. So how do you know the tkia comes first, the plain blast? Talmud lomar utkatem tua. You see, the pasuk orders it that way. Tkia and then trua. Umanayin shepshuta lachareha. How do you know that afterwards you have a plain blast? So that again describes it, that following the short blast, you have a plain blast. Rabbi Yishmael ben Rosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer, eino tzarich. Hare omer, utkatem tua sheinit. The Torah describes it as you will blow a trua secondly. Shein tamud lomar sheinit. What does it mean, secondly? Uma tamud lomar sheinit. Ze banaav. It's coming to tell me you will blow secondly after the trua, you will always blow a tkiya. So that's talking about blowing trumpets in the desert. How do you know on Rosh Hashanah that's how you're going to blow the shofros? So the Torah says a trua by the shofar. The Torah says a trua by the chatzotzot. So that teaches me to equate them. Okay, before we continue, let's see the Rashi. Shein tamud lomar shenit on the top left column. Shekvar amar utkatem tua v'nasa machne ploni. The Torah is describing how you blow in order to get the camps to move. So you blow the first series, the first camp moves. Now you blow the second series, the second camp moves. Why does the Torah have to tell me you'll blow that second time? I know it's the second time. You just told me I blew the first and now I'm blowing again. I know that's the second. What's it teaching me? Utkatem. When it says... Utkatem tua sheinit, says Rashi, teit kiyashni ala vachi kama. What the pasuk means to say is as following: Utkatem tkiya sheinit la tua. You will blow a tkiya that will be second to the trua. So it says utkatem tua sheinit. The Gemara is learning that the word sheinit goes back on the utkatem. Okay, so that's the end of that sugya. Now the next sugya has the next piece of Rashi, which says how the girsa should go. So let's follow the sugya, one finger in the Gemara and one finger in the Rashi. The shalosh tuot nemru b'rosh hashanah. You have three times trua said with regard to Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk 1 is Shabbaton Zichon Tua. Pasuk 2, Rashi says Pasuk 2 should be Vavalta Shofar Tua and Yom Tua Yerachem. So our Gemara has it the reverse word. Fine. V'shtei tkiot lekol achat v'achat. You have two tkiyas for each of those truos. Matzinu lemedim. So then you end up with the following. So Rashi again switches the order, but it's the same idea. Shalosh tuot v'shesh tkiot ne'emru b'rosh hashanah. Shtayim midivrei Torah, ve'achat midivrei sofrim. Two are biblical, and one is midivrei sofrim, whatever that means. Okay, so... Vavata shofar tua zikaron tua. So Rashi just flips the order here. Midivrei Torah. Yom tua yiyelachem. Letalmudo huba. That's coming for the rabbinic one. Onward. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani mar Yonatan. Achat. So Rashi doesn't have the Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Achat midivrei Torah v'shnai midivrei sofrim. One is biblical and two are midivrei sofrim. Ve'avarta shofar tua midivrei Torah. Shabbaton zichon tua and yom tua yiyeh lachem letalmudo huba. That's coming for its own derivation. Mai letalmudo huba? What do you mean its own derivation? Mibai beyom velo belaila. You need it to teach you, yeah, Yom Tua, blow by day, not by night. But it doesn't, it's not there to teach you, you need all these shofar blasts. So now Rashi says, what does it mean, Shtayim midivrei Torah? Trei krai darosh leminyana. Two psukim are there to teach me the count, how many I should blow. Kediktani vazil, vavata shvar tua, shabaton tzvon tua, midivrei Torah, klomar, mikan ilmod, Shtayim. Yom Tua yeh lachem, lo tidrashe leminyana, sharei letalmudo ba. מופנה לגזירת שווה שדרש תורה תורה לגזירת שפרה אלא סופרים אמרוה כדי לשוות מחויות זיכרונות שופרות לתקיעות היד. Rashi says it means literally that the two are there to teach me that you need two series of blasts for blowing shofar. But the third one, when it says Yom Tuvai Yelachem, that's not teaching me a third series. That's teaching me that I have Xer Shava, Trua, to tell me how I'm supposed to blow. That's going in line with this understanding that you need the Xer Shava. So if that's so, then it turns out that you only needed two series biblically. The rabbis instituted a third series so that Malchuyot, Tzichonot, and Shofarot would each have their own series, not to differentiate between the three. But technically, from the Psukim, you only know two. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Omer, that really two of them are rabbinic and only one is biblical. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean, Letalmudohu ba? I understand I need the Gzer Shava, but what do I need the other one for? So that the Gemara says, to teach me Beyom Velo Belayla, the Idach, and all the other Tanaim who learned that all three are biblical, or the earlier Tana who learned that two are biblical, Beyom Velo Belayla Minale, how does he know you could only blow shofar by day? Nafkale, Mi Beyom HaKippurim, the Pasuk says, you'll blow shofar on the day of Kippurim. So that teaches me, it's got to be by day. So then, if he's learning from Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah, then why doesn't he just learn from there that you need one before and one after, and then you have all three psukim available to teach me that you have three sets of blasts? Why is it that the earlier Tana says one pasuk is there to teach me Gzer Shava to the Chatzotzros, to teach me that you need a tkia before and after, and the other two teach me two series? If you're learning from Yom Kippur already, so learn everything from Yom Kippur, and then you have all three psukim available to teach me that you have three series that are biblical. Answers the Gemara, no. Because he doesn't agree with the whole derivation. What's the derivation by Yom Kippur? It says, Ve'avarta shofar tua ta'aviru. You will pass trua, and that you shall pass. So he doesn't buy that. I mean, he doesn't agree with that whole drasha. It's not the Gzer Shava that he's missing. He agrees with that you learn from Yom Kippur. It just says that he doesn't agree with the limit of Avaltatavihulamashmalu. So then what does he do with those words? Why does it say you will pass a true blast? Vavalta kidrav matna. Damar matna vavalta derech avarato. Taviru di kama rachmana navre viyad. What does it mean, va'avarta? Make sure to blow using the shofar in the right direction. Meaning, don't start switching the shofar inside out, widening one side, thinning out the other side. And then, why does it say taviru? So, I would have thought, what does it mean, taviru? Take a shofar and bring it around town, but not to blow through it. Why does the Torah repeat ta'aviru? It's telling me that you got to blow the air through it, not that you should pass a shofar all around town. Otherwise, I would have thought that's the mitzvah. Take a shofar, pass it around town. Vavata, shofar. Take a shofar and pass it around town. V'idachti Rav Matna. So then, how does the other opinion know that this learning of Rav Matna, how does he know you're supposed to blow shofar and not just take a shofar, pass it around town? Midishane bidibure ta'aviru beyad lo matzitamrit. Tigamar avara avara mi moshe ktiv ha'chav avarta shavar torah. Ktiv ha'tam ha'itzam shebaviru kol b'machane malaran b'kol avkan b'kol. So he says, you couldn't have learned that. Why couldn't you have learned it? Because he learns it from the fact that it says by Moshe the term ha'avara, va'itzav Moshe ve'yaviru ko. So he says you couldn't have learned it that way. Okay. Now going back to the Tana who said, I derive it all from the trumpets of the desert. Just like by the trumpets of the desert, it says, So too over here, you have tkiah, trua, tkiah, just like the trumpets. Well, if you're going to learn from the trumpets, then how do you know you're not supposed to blow a trumpet on Rosh Hashanah? You're learning from the trumpets what to blow, so maybe also with what instruments you should blow. So according to that opinion that derives it from the trumpets of the desert, so then maybe you should also use specifically trumpets here on Rosh Hashanah. Tamud lomar, no, I have a pasuk in Tehillim. Tikuv ha-chodesh shofar ba-kesel yom chageinu. It says, blow shofar on that month where we have a holiday, when that things are covered. What does that mean? Ezu chag shachodesh mitkasebo. Where do you have a holiday that the moon gets covered during the holiday? And ve'omez Rosh Hashanah. It's only Rosh Hashanah. No other holidays on the first of the month. So that's how I know that tikuv ha-chodesh shofar. You have to blow shofar on that Rosh Chodesh. Now notice here that the moon is called HaChodesh. There's a Tosis, I think, in Beitza that discusses that. And the Torah says, what do you blow on that Rosh Chodesh, on that Yom Tiv? You blow Shofar. Okay.